closed session with no action taken. We will next move to the Pledge of Allegiance, and I would like to ask our departing Assistant Superintendent to lead us in the pledge this evening.
Gift that never stops giving.
Yeah, right, last chance.
Hand over your heart for how long. Pledge allegiance to the flag, United States of America, the Republic, and the indivisible, liberty, justice for all.
Thank you, Mr. Starr. Right, item 3A is the approval of minutes of the regular board meeting held on June 10th. We have a motion by Trustee Carey and a second by Trustee Hernandez. Are there any corrections or amendments? Hearing none, please vote. All ayes, thank you. Next item, 3B, board committee reports and activities. Start to my right with Trustee Hernandez.
Just briefly, I was at the Edison High School and Coast graduation 2 weeks ago, and then also I got to meet with the Marina High School robotics team just this past Friday as they did outreach to a Girl Scout summer camp. So they actually displayed their robots and talked to the kids about what they can do when they get to high school.
Thank you, Trustee Disha.
Just a shout out to the team at Huntington Beach High School for a wonderful graduation. I think it's the nicest graduation I've ever attended. The students were so respectful. It was just a lovely ceremony.
Great. Trustee Carey?
Yeah, I would just like to echo that. The Westminster graduation was wonderful. Kids are so involved and so respectful, and I loved Valley Vista. That was really great, and all the adult schools too. So it was just such a really positive, an uplifting experience to be able to go to all those. So, super, those were wonderful. I mean, the kids were great, but man, those came off like just perfectly, and that's because we have such a fabulous staff.
Thank you, Trustee Castry.
Thank you very much. I had Ocean View this year, and it was a fabulous graduation. Everything went well. The student speakers were all very good. Then on Sunday, I had Musical Theater West, which often comes to our performances at various schools. And two of our students from the schools were honored with scholarships, which is very nice, Tatum Blankey and also Colin Eaton. And then the other thing I did was the senior showcase for the Academy. Quite as busy as the month before.
Well, it was only 2 weeks since the last meeting, so let's hope not. I was able to attend the Fountain Valley High School graduation at Orange Coast College, a far cry from back when my three kids went and you only got four tickets, and it was a fight to go to Huntington Beach High School, to the stadium there. So parents are always appreciative of being able to bring the whole family. And then the following night was able to attend Marina's graduation at Westminster High School, Oswald Field. Same thing, always open. And both of them went like clockwork. The weather was cooperative, wasn't too hot. And I think the thing that struck me this time was at both of these graduations, I've never seen as many caps thrown. We went through a phase where I think they just didn't want to let go of them. But this time, they threw caution to the wind, and it was quite a sight to see all those caps in there. So I will move to public communication to the board, and I have to say that there's no cards this evening, and I think this is a first since COVID, since before COVID. So gone. So I'm going to move to the superintendent's report, item 3D. Dr. Gatta.
Thank you, President Henry. We did have an amazing end of the school year with many graduates and kids and their culminating events. And just like to thank all of our staff for just making this school year the best yet. My last comment is to you, Jeff Starr. you for everything. Tonight's your last board meeting that you'll ever have to be at unless you choose to come. But I really personally appreciate all the work you've done here at HBUHC and also your many years of friendship, and I know there's more to come. So good luck to you, and I know you still have a few more days, so you better wear a tie tomorrow.
Thank you. We'll move to the educational services portion of the agenda with item 4A, staff presentation on local indicators, and I'll introduce Dr. Amy Tomamatsu, Director of Data Research and Categorical.
Good evening, everyone. Today I'm here to present on our local indicators. Thank you for this opportunity. This is a requirement of California Education Code 520645, which requires that the local indicators be recorded as part of the June board meeting in conjunction with the adoption of the local controlment accountability plan. So we do here a presentation on the local indicators. This slide summarizes the components of the school accountability system used in California and how those components are interrelated. The Local Control Funding Formula, known as LCFF, created an accountability system that utilizes multiple measures to inform educators, parents, and the public of student achievement. And as part of LCFF, school districts are required to annually adopt the Local Control and Accountability Plan, which you have on your agenda. The state requires that the LCAP describe how our district is addressing the state's 8 priorities through our goals, actions, and metrics. For each of those state's 8 priorities, there are specific metrics that we must include in the LCAP by law. Those required metrics are called the state and local indicators. Our performance on the required state and local indicators is what gets publicly reported on the California School Dashboard for District and School Accountability. So those are how all those pieces are connected. So the local indicators, which is the focus of tonight's presentation, is only reported at the district level. This slide identifies the state's 8 priorities. The state indicators are those which are based on data that's collected consistently across the state. For example, number 4, which is pupil achievement, is measured by state testing results. Other state priorities are numbers 5, 6, and 8, and those are areas that are measured by metrics such as attendance, suspension expulsion, graduation rate, APG completion, ATE pathway completion, and other verifiable state data. But the local indicators, which you see in blue, are those that are collected at the local level and locally determined. And those are local indicators 1, 2, 3, also number 6, if that one has both, and number 7. So these are measured by local surveys, such as our annual LCAP survey of parents, students, and staff, self-reflection tools that are provided by the California Department of Education, or a combination of locally selected metrics. The use of surveys and self-reflection tools allows us the opportunity to gather input from a variety of educational partners. And the next slide will give us a little more information about the metrics being used for each local indicator. The priority 1 is basic services, and reporting for this indicator is aligned to the local educational agency accountability report card. A mouthful, we also call it the LARC. The facility inspection tool, which you may have heard of, referred to as the FIT. And the teacher assignment monitoring and outcome data, which we like to call TAMO. I'm teaching you all that. all that data, the TAMO is also published on CBU website. So what we report in this area is that we have a percentage rate of clear teaching FTE that's above the statewide average, that we have students that all 100% of them have access to materials, and that all campuses have received a good or exceptional rating on them. For priority 2, We use the state's reflection tool. The annual staff survey results show that we generally maintained our percent of favorable ratings around our district's professional development program. For priority three, we use the state's reflection tool again, informed by the data through our annual parent survey. And on that annual parent survey, measures of overall satisfaction remain high. Priority six, which is school climate, we use data from all three surveys, staff, students, and parents, to measure perceptions on school safety and school connectedness. We also included data from the most recent administration of the California Healthy Kids Survey, which was administered in the 2023-24 school year. The check survey is every other year. Lastly, performance on priority seven is reviewed using a combination of local measures used to track student access, such as A through G rates, and these metrics, which are aligned with the college and career readiness metrics, are also included in our LCAP. So actually, all of these local indicators are part of our LCAP metrics, which we have seen. So therefore, the references to local indicators and survey data get built into the measurement of our progress towards our LCAP goals. The state and local indicators are publicly reported each year in the California School Dashboard. And while the state calculates the performance of the metrics used for the state indicators, which I mentioned earlier are the verifiable state data, such as the results of our SBAC and LPAC, extension graduation rates, the local indicators are manually entered at the local level as either standard met or standard not met. Those are the two options. And so based on the review and our reflection of data, we will be reporting standard met for each of the local indicators on the 2025 dashboard. Our report will be submitted this summer, and it is anticipated that the state will make the 2025 dashboard with this information available for public release on November 16, 2025. As always, we want to thank the Board of Trustees for your continued support, and we also want to take the opportunity to once again thank all those who contributed to this year's LCAP development process. And a happy retirement to Jessica.
Any questions or comments, Trustee Dishnow?
Just a comment. I have to tell you, this is the clearest, most concise explanation of what LCAP is that I have ever heard. And I think when we read about it in the newspaper report, I don't know about the typical parent out there, but I read that and I go, what on earth are they talking about? How are you supposed to figure out? I just want to thank your reports are always so very, very clear. I don't know what your training was, but I'd love to go back and read your dissertation sometime because I think it would be fascinating. Thank you for this. Thank you for all the work and the material that you provided to us ahead of time. It was about that thick. It's just excellent. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Any other comments?
Well, let's take that.
No, I just wanted to say the same thing. I thought it was the best as well. The summary was great. I read the summary first, and then I went and read the big report, and then went back to the summary. And honestly, it was really good. So I just wanted to say thank you, because the professional said sometimes, it's like not very clear, and this was spot on. So thank you so much. You do a wonderful job.
Get a lot of help from everybody who contributes, so I appreciate it.
Well, you can tell it's really a global effort. Trustee Hernandez?
To that point, as we look to November when the state produces the next report, I'm hoping we consider using this presentation as some type of, I know typically an agenda document ends up in that 500-page document that goes on our website with all our materials, but if we are able to make this piece available on the website so that as families are looking at the dashboard, there's actually some context provided, and so like, well, how do you get a standard met? And so it's just a suggestion for as we plan for the fall when the next round of data becomes publicly available.
I had just written to thank you, and we're putting both of these together, so thank you very much for the LCAP background in terms of all four of the meetings that were held. That was extremely helpful. Thank you.
All right.
right, I think we've covered it all. Thank you very much. We'll move to the next item, item 4B, which is the adoption of the Local Control Accountability Plan. The LCAP has been compiled based on current guidelines and legislative actions. Approval is recommended. It's an action item, and I have a motion by Trustee Castry and a second by Trustee Carey. Any further comments? If not, please vote. All ayes. Thank you very much. Move to the business services section. And we have item 5A, the adoption of the 2025-2026 district budget. Would you, do you have some parting shots, Mr. Starr? This would be the time.
No, we are, this is great. As we reported 2 weeks ago, our budget is strong and we're doing well. Things will be wonderful, but I would just take 2 seconds to say thank you to each and every one of you for the support over the years. Your value that you place on the students has that been your top priority. And I appreciate all that you've done for this community for many, many years. It's been a great blessing in my life, so thank you.
Well, we all thank you very much for your service to the district. So we have a motion by Trustee Castry and a second by Trustee Hernandez. Any further comments?
I had just one comment, and that was the complete presentation was so excellent, which I really, really appreciated from both of you. It was helpful and will guide us into the future in terms of the real decline that we're facing and background that we need to have to really manage our resources to make sure that we go forward in a very positive way for our students and staff, but also that we manage our money very effectively so that we don't get in any trouble, because we want that maybe 14 and whatever to go forward properly and not be any trouble at all. And I think not filling the administrative positions that have been vacated is a wise move to begin all of that happening. Thank you.
I would concur. And this district has faced financial issues in the past, but we've always come out pretty well. But it is not without planning and execution of the plan and staying true to the course of what we know we need to do, even when times are tough. That's why we work together and why we're being successful. So, with that, everyone please vote. This is an action item for adoption of 25-26 school calendar and budget. All ayes, thank you. Go to the consent calendar, item 6. I have a motion by Trustee Carey, second by Trustee Hernandez. Are there any items any board member wishes to pull for separate consideration? None. Hearing none, please vote. All ayes. Thank you for that. And move to new business. Trustee Hernandez, any new business?
I just wanted to say thank you to the district. I know I brought up the feedback last meeting 2 weeks ago about support for our students, especially from immigrant populations, and I got a lot of feedback from the community. There were I know there was multiple pieces of communication that came out, especially I thought from Westminster and Oceanview, and especially for families who are considering those schools. The feedback that I heard was just kind of the support or feeling like this is a safe place to send their kids. So I know it was a daunting challenge to host those graduations as everything else was going on, and especially the plan, and so thank you for taking the feedback and for providing clarity to the families and our school community.
Trustee
Dishnow? I just want to say, as we come to the end of another school year, I want to thank staff for all they've done for the students in this community and for their families, too. It's been a year filled with so many awards in so many areas, academic, athletics, the arts, you name it, our students take prize after prize after prize. And I know that's because of the outstanding staff in this district at each of our schools. I want to thank them from the bottom of my heart. And to our department. parting business manager. I just want to say it's been a pleasure, and I think I've said this to you before. As a board member, I've never worried about the budget status of this district with you in that seat. And to Mrs. Green, I think I said this to you before, you've got big shoes to fill, and I know that you will. But thank you for all you've done.
Trustee Carey?
Well, yes, I would just like to echo what's already been said, and a special thank you to Jeff Starr. You know, all of the reports are really easy to understand, and sometimes that's not always the case in other places that I've been. So thank you so much for your guidance and for all you've done for our district. That's really wonderful. I also want to echo what the health professional said. We had a really, really wonderful year, and I'm so proud of what all of our students did, but our staff has just been really outstanding and so creative and did so much for our students, and, you know, I really feel like it's, you know, it is a family, and I love that, you know, we're all going in the same direction, but honestly, we wouldn't have the school district that we have if we didn't have such supportive staff members. I mean, and I'm talking everybody classified, you know, psychologists, counselors, and especially for our teachers and everything. We all do a wonderful job, and, you know, we really, really appreciate it.
Thank you. Trustee Castro?
Thanks. I would echo what my colleagues have said, but also thank you for all the great backup. It has really been in recent months, and I really do appreciate it. It's so comprehensive and really provides the board with an opportunity to know what progress is in all of our areas. I was particularly interested, as you know, I served on the wellness committee, and was particularly interested in how we're feeding all students and how we're upping the breaks and really working with the students in the community, food that, that they're getting and that they like and that they will come back for more. Serving so many more meals than we have in prior years. And the social media backup is absolutely magnificent in terms of how that is really impacting the community and the number of hits that we're getting on all the various types of social media. And as all of you know, I don't do social media except for email. And so to read about it and to understand what we're really doing with it, it's huge. And my understanding is that we're actually getting students as a result of social media. So working hand in hand with what our budget defines like and our student defines like and bringing those students in is really huge. So thank you, Jared. It's been a great year. We've had our bumps, but, you know, we always do, but we always jump over them, and it's a great district.
Thank you. And I would echo all of what my colleagues have mentioned. Such a great school year. Thinking back over the last few years, I think we finally have come back to our stride. And so that takes a lot of people getting us back on the road again. So we appreciate everyone and the parts that they have played. And so I also would echo our comments about Mr. Jeff Starr. And as we know, we just passed the consent calendar, which included his resignation, but I can't neglect the fact that also on consent calendar, we were happy to welcome Dr. Rocky Murray as the Assistant Superintendent of Ed Services. So we live and die by the consent calendar, so here we are moving forward. And so I'm pleased to also announce that there's no meeting in July. I hope everyone has time to rest and have a quiet or not so quiet summer and a safe 4th of July. And any new business, Dr. O'Connor?
No, thank you.
Dr. Murray?
I'd just like to congratulate our oldest graduate, Jeff Starr, and we'll see you soon.
Dr. Bryan?
Great working with you.
All right. And last shot,
seat.
All right, and with that, I will adjourn this meeting till we meet again in August, on August 12th, regular board meeting here in the boardroom. Thank you.